friends. Today, we are going to be reading a story called I Can Help. It was written by Reem Farooqi, and it's illustrated by Michaela Prevost, and it is read today by Mommy and... I don't know how to spell that. Yes, that's right, friends. He does sound like he's maybe blowing raspberries. Or some kind of creature. But I'm glad you're with me. He's one of a kind, you guys. Now, I'll wipe the spit off of my microphone, and we will read the story. Okay. All right. You know, friends, it's always an unusual day here in our home. You never know who you're going to get. Let's read the story. Okay. Just when the leaves are thinking of changing colors to look like the spices Nana cooks with, school starts. There are 18 kids in my class. One of them is Kyle. Kyle is great at drawing. He always has his sketchbook open. Kyle is great at drumming. He always taps music during the breaks. But Kyle is not great at reading. He has trouble sounding out words. Kyle isn't great at handwriting or cutting or gluing either. He needs someone to help him. So every day, Mrs. Underwood asks, "Who will be Kyle's helper today?" I always raise my hand. I can help! Because Kyle is generous, he always shares his favorite chocolate chip cookies at lunch. Because Kyle is funny, he is good at telling jokes. Because Kyle is kind, he always smiles at me. Wow, sounds like Kyle is a really nice guy. One day, Mrs. Underwood chooses me to help. We do such a good job that Mrs. Underwood gives me not just one, but two thumbs up and tells me, "Zara, you really are a super helper, aren't you?" I sit up nice and tall. Kyle copies me, and we both laugh. Later at recess, I take my turn on the swings. When I'm all the way up high, I realize that leaves are no longer changing colors. They are already the colors of red pepper and cumin and turmeric, the spices that Nana uses. We use those spices too when we make a curry.
Is she mad?
No, I think she's just looking up and squinting because there's probably bright sunshine. Have you ever noticed that when the leaves change in the fall, it gets pretty bright out when you look up through the tree leaves and you can see the sun shining through? Ooh, autumn sunshine. Even though I am at the top, I can hear my classmates talking. "Kyle is such a baby," says Tess. "He looks weird," says Ashley. "Oh, I don't think I like the way those kids are talking." I want to keep on swinging, but I stop. I want to stop listening, but my ears listen harder. Tess walks closer to the swings. It looks like she wants a turn. "Why do you help him?" asks Tess. I want to explain why, but I don't. I was going to give Tess a turn on the swings, but instead I start swinging as high as I can. Why do I help him? I try to stop thinking about what Tess and Ashley said, but I can't. The next day, Miss Underwood asks me to help cut paper for Kyle. My hands feel heavy as I pick up the scissors. I am ready to cut, and I notice Tess and Ashley looking at me hard. I put the paper down. My hands feel even heavier. Do it yourself, I say, pushing the paper at Kyle. I don't recognize my voice. Kyle's face is stamped with worry. Do you know, if someone asks you for help with something like, can you help me cut this paper? Or can you help me glue? Or can you help me? There's so many different things people might need help with. And you say, no, do it yourself. Is that showing kindness? Is that showing respect? Maybe mom says, can you help me set the table? Or can you please make your bed? And you say, do it yourself. Oh my goodness. Is that being respectful? Is that honoring them? No, indeed. And I think her treating Kyle that way is pretty sad. Zara, I noticed you aren't helping Kyle today, says Mrs. Underwood. I want to answer her, but I don't want my mean voice to come out. I blink at the amount of blinks, the right amount of blinks, so I don't cry. The next day, Ahmed helps Kyle. I notice that Tess and Ashley are smiling at me. I look at Ahmed helping. I look at Kyle smiling and working. I wish I could smile and work, but my lips aren't smiling today, even if I try. Does he know I still want to help him? Oh, okay, so let's take a pause right there. Are there times when you are in class where you have another kid in class who maybe needs more help than everyone else? Yes, of course. Sometimes I'm that person who needs more help than anybody else, right? Sometimes it's you. But whoever it is, what is our job as kind friends in this world? Is our job to tell them, do it yourself? Is our job to say, ew, we don't want to? We don't want to help? Or is our job to say, I will be the person who makes the difference. I will be the person who helps. What do you want to do? Yeah. Yes, you want to be the person who says, I want to help. Absolutely. You're mean now, Kyle says to me. I notice that Tess and Ashley are watching me. Are they listening? So? I still don't recognize my voice. My face feels hot, my heart cold. I stare down at my paper and pretend to focus. Kyle keeps looking at me like he doesn't know me. I don't know me either. I've never written my name so slowly before. I only look up when he walks away. It's fall again. At my new school, I have a chance to make a new start. Sometimes I find myself looking for Kyle, even though I know he's not here. It takes me a while to learn my way around. I've never been in such a big school before. One day, when the trees are golden like turmeric, I see a girl. She looks a little like Kyle. Today, she looks lost. Maybe she's new too. I find my voice, the voice that I know and am proud of, the voice that's mine. Are you new? I ask. I can help. And wow, what a way to be. Being kind is always the right decision. And it looks like our friend learned how she can be kind and how she can help others. It reminds me of many things that I have seen you do when you have been kind and you have helped others. And I think that with the right attitude, if we all choose to be kind and helpful like that, then what a wonderful world we would live in if instead of being unkind and saying, I'm not going to be that person who helps, we said, yeah, I'll be that person who helps. Everybody needs to hear stories just like this one. And everybody needs to be reminded that we can choose to make the world a better place by being kind. It's always the right thing to do. So friends, run and grab your copy of this book if you don't already have it. Or find a copy and give it to a friend because it is a winner. And that is the end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.